The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. I have got two bombshells in this show for you, and they both have to do with Fauci. The little evil lying man named Fauci. Fauci and the NIH were secretly paid $350 million in royalties. That's just amazing. And then I have something else. Fauci removed COVID-19 genome sequencing records. And he did this at the request of the communists in China. And this is a massive scandal because this goes back to the very beginning of COVID-19. These are huge bombshells. And the fact that we're just getting this information now is sad. Too bad we didn't have it earlier, but you know how things go. Anyways, the $350 million in secret payments to Fauci and Susan Collins and others at the NIH and scientists, okay, that is not including all the money that they're probably going to get for COVID-19. We have not seen that money. I want you to keep this in mind. This is, look, when you talk about the government and we're hearing like $40 billion to the Ukraine and stuff, it starts to get jumbled, but really comprehend how much $350 million is. This is why the people at the CDC or the NIH or the FDA, because they're so tied with pharma and they're making money when big pharma makes money, why they don't have your back, why they would allow a vaccine that is super harmful, the most harmful vaccine in the history of the world, a crime against humanity, to happen. You think, how could these people do this? They have had a long, long-term relationship with big pharma and they've made money with big pharma. That's why this is important. Let me jump right to the evidence. Let's go to Steve Bannon's war room. Talking about this very thing, the $350 million in secret payments. And, well, take a listen.
You guys have been grinding on this. Tell us once again what you found, and then tell what you need the war room, Vanguard, cadre, posse, every level. What do you need us to do to get the word out, sir?
So here's what we've discovered so far. From 2010 through 2014, we've received production because of our federal lawsuit with Judicial Watch of over 22,000 royalty payments. These are payments from third-party providers, think pharmaceutical companies, to NIH scientists who are credited as co-inventors. So who's all in that largesse? Well, we know that Tony Fauci, Francis Collins, and Tony Fauci's deputy, Clifford Lane, they're receiving royalty payments. Fauci has 23 payments, Collins has 14, Lane has 8 so far. And that's only through 2014. We still have to receive 2015 through 2020. There's going to be an additional 1,800 pages released. So on the top line numbers, we know and can now safely estimate $350 million was paid out from these third-party providers to the scientists. Now, here's what we don't know, Steve. We don't know on an individual basis, for example, Fauci, what the dollar figure was of his royalties, because it's been redacted. It's been erased from the disclosures. We don't know who paid each one of these scientists. Why? Because the third party payer's name has been redacted. So all we know basically is we know there's 1,700 scientists because we can see their name. We know the top line aggregate numbers because we can see that, but on an individual basis, we can't follow the money. And so we're going to go back to court with Judicial Watch and try to force open these hidden, erased, and redacted disclosures.
So they go to court, they get this information, but as always, they play games, especially with Judicial Watch. They love to do that because Judicial Watch is so awesome. They redact what Fauci is getting. They redact who's making the payments. And they do this on purpose to stretch it out So as time goes by, they can slow roll all this information so that, you know, a year from now, we'll find out the exact payments and who made the payment. And then the headline, Fauci received payment, and it will seem like old news to a lot of people. Wait, I heard about that a year ago. And so they know less people will pay attention. So that's why they try to slow roll it. And then you think it's old news, but we're still trying to get more and more information. Look how awful they are. Dr. Fauci works for you. He's not supposed to be getting secret payments, and they should not be redacted. We should know every cent. Oh, this is awful. But Ben Swan, who does a fantastic job, he's really, really good. Truth in Media, that's his show. He took this story and broke it down even more. So I want you to hear from him talking about the same thing, this $350 million. And you heard that they haven't even gotten from 2015 to 2020 that they're going to get those. So there's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars probably in that period of time. And that still will not include COVID-19. Understand. The vaccine rollout didn't happen until really around 2021, right? The beginning of 2021 or in the spring of 2021. So even when they get that, you're still not going to have how much money they've been making from this COVID-19 thing. So that will be really interesting to see what they made in between that time, but we still won't have all the answers, sadly. You see how they slow roll us? Anyways, more from Ben Swan.
So back to the story, a government watchdog group called Open the Books has been able to access information that proves that between 2009, 2010, and 2020, really a span of 10 to 11 years, that government agencies like NIH have received over $350 million in royalty payments from pharmaceutical companies. Open the Books is a Chicago-based nonprofit government watchdog that uses the federal and state freedom of information laws to obtain and then post on the internet trillions of dollars in spending at all levels of government. And it is this group that was able to access information on royalty payments that have been paid to NIH. Quote, we now know that there are 1,675 scientists that received payments during that period. At least one payment in fiscal year 2014, for instance, $36 million was paid out, and that is on average $21,100 per scientist. We also find that during this period, leadership at NIH was involved in receiving third-party payments. For instance, Francis Collins, the immediate past director of NIH, received 14 payments. Dr. Anthony Fauci received 23 payments, and his deputy, Clifford Lane, received 8 payments. Now, this is not all new to us because we've actually told you about this before. I was one of the first reporters to tell you that Moderna, when it comes to the mRNA vaccine, actually has NIH scientists listed as the inventors of that mRNA COVID vaccine. In fact, there's not a single Moderna scientist who's listed as an inventor or co-inventor on their patents. It's all NIH scientists. And those NIH scientists, by the way, have requested royalties from Moderna. So you also have to remember that the numbers that we're providing you today, this $350 million number, does not take into account the money that will be coming back in royalties from COVID-19 vaccines, which will probably be higher than all these other years combined. Now, Fauci, for his part, tries to explain away what he's doing here by saying that it may appear like a conflict of interest, but it's really not, and that he donates his royalties to charity. Other scientists, by the way, don't make that claim.
Hold on, I'm pausing it there because Fauci makes a claim. All right, Dr. Fauci, prove it. Because Dr. Fauci's a known liar, and a known liar he'll lie to Congress. That's how much of a liar he is, which he has been caught doing. Folks, he's a known blatant liar. So I can't trust what he says there. And does anyone really believe that's true? I don't believe it's true at all. And I want Dr. Fauci to prove it. Show us all the royalties that you have received over time. That would be interesting to see how much you've gotten. And then show us all the donations of those royalties. Please prove it, because you're a proven liar, and I don't believe you've donated that money at all. Not even a dime. I don't even think you donated a dime. That's what I think. But this is what these snakes do. This is what they do. It's unbelievable. They just lie. They say Fauci's like a politician because he works in D.C. and he's a government official. He basically is a politician. They say the things they need to say at the time and hope that nobody ever calls them out. And there isn't going to be any media to call them out. No one's going to really research to see, okay, Fauci, where's your donations? Let's go check all the charities and look for donations from Dr. Fauci. All we need is someone to ask, Dr. Fauci, what's your favorite charity? Without asking any of this, just a general question that he wouldn't see coming. Dr. Fauci, what's your favorite charity? And he probably would answer that question. Then we should go to that charity and look up if there's ever been a donation from Fauci to that charity. And even if there is one donation, you would think there would be, since it's his favorite charity. There should be. Let's see if all the royalties were going to at least, or a huge chunk of those royalties would go to his favorite charity. That's common sense. A lot of it would. And that's how we could know. And that's how we could kind of trick him into doing it. But that'd take a lot of work. I'm not an investigative reporter. It's my idea. Someone's going to say, well, now you're going to have to do it. But I don't do this kind of stuff. I am great at bringing you things that investigative people already do. And I bring it all together. But I don't normally do that kind of thing. I don't know how to do that kind of thing very well. I know how to do what I'm doing with doing this show, but that's about it. So anyways, let's continue on with Ben Swan.
Here's what you need to know about this revolving door between government agencies like the FDA, like the CDC or NIH or NIAID and pharmaceutical companies. Consider the fact that each year NIH doles out $32 billion in grants to approximately 56,000 grantees. Now we know that over an 11-year period, there is going to be approximately $350 million flowing the other way from third-party payers, many of which receive NIH grants, and those payments are flowing back to NIH scientists and leadership. So NIH grants are issued to research facilities and pharmaceutical companies who then create pharmaceutical drugs or vaccines, and then when they sell those drugs to the public, those royalty payments then flow back to the taxpayer-funded NIH scientists who gave out the grants of taxpayer money in the first place. It's a win-win if you're a pharmaceutical company or if you're a government scientist. It's not such a win if you're a taxpayer. And it's a disaster for accountability. But the issue of accountability here is actually the central one. As you can see here, NIH is refusing to hand over documentation of all the payments by outside firms to NIH and or current and former NIH employees. The biggest thing they're hiding, NIH is heavily redacting key information on these royalty payments. For example, the agency erased the payment amount and they erased who paid it. This makes the court-mandated production virtually worthless.
How are they allowed to withhold information? What are they saying? What are they? This is a matter of national security, like they're the office of the presidency? Or that it's some sort of military secrets? Is that what they're saying? Well, the military does work on vaccines and stuff. They do that. But seeing the payments doesn't show anything and doesn't reveal any secrets about vaccines or things that they're working on. There's no reason why we can't see the payments and how the money is flowing. Other than they know they're corrupt and they know the American people won't like it. Therefore, they redact it and try to make it impossible for you to see. It's frustrating. It's evil. But now we've got them caught doing something. Technically, that's even worse. Then, I mean, the money shows these people will do. They work together hand in hand with Big Pharma, and they're not working for you. They're working for Big Pharma. They're not working for you. That's what that proves more than anything else. COVID-19 genome sequencing records were removed. The genome sequencing records of COVID-19 were removed. This is the other bombshell. This is massive stuff. Steve Bannon, always all over the breaking news. He usually is. Has a guest on, and they are talking about the genome sequencing records disappearing. And I'm trying to get the name of who his guest, Dr. Maria Ryan. Dr. Maria Ryan explains it all. So take a listen if you're listening on the radio or on Brighteon Radio. If you want to see this, this is all on video as well. Go to thenewamerican.com, where you can see this video and other shows of mine that you have missed. Go there and check that out. But take a listen to Steve Bannon.
Let's go to Dr. Maria Ryan. Dr. Ryan, we got a couple of minutes. We'll hold you through the break. Kind of bombshell news. I want to make sure that doesn't get lost. Tell me about the genome sequence in the Wuhan lab, because this is going to get to everything on WHO. We got Michelle Bachmann, Rogalski, Bregan, all coming on. Tell us about what's the breaking news out of the genome sequence coming out of Wuhan.
This is huge. So the acting director, Dr. Lawrence Tabak, was in front of the House Appropriations Subcommittee last Wednesday. A lot of things came out of that committee, including that the original genome sequencing that was published here in America was removed because the Chinese communist scientist had requested it to be removed. This is a big deal because this shows a cover-up in that we complied in that cover-up. So early genome sequencing can give you a hint whether it was a lab leak or whether it happened in some other way, like it went from animal to another animal to humans. And now there's significant evidence that shows it was definitely a lab leak. And to learn after all this time that we had that original genome sequences and it was removed because a Chinese scientist requested it. And we know on the other side, in China, in September of 2019, they were very proud of their work working on the bat coronavirus and seeing, you know, if it can infect human beings. They would publish their data. And in September 2019, all of a sudden, all that was removed. Now, remember, in that fall is when we started seeing the mysterious illness. Yep.
Steve Bannon does a good job of having her talk about who actually removed this stuff. So it's important for you to hear. And of course, you know, it's Fauci. Now, here's the thing. They had the genome sequencing of COVID-19 from the very beginning. That means it was posted and they covered it up. Why? Because Dr. Fauci funded the Wuhan lab. So at the request of China, hey, Fauci knew he was involved with the Communist Party in China and the developing of COVID-19 in the laboratory. And the proof that it would come from a laboratory would trace back to Fauci funding it. He is the father of COVID-19. Dr. Fauci is the father of COVID-19. And that's why he has the motive and the position to be able to cover up that it all came from him. So, of course, he's the guy that's going to be pulling it down. And he has the financial motive, as I have showed you. Dr. Fauci has the financial motive. He has the personal motive because he was directly involved, and the legal motive because he did illegal things funding gain of function bioweapons in a foreign country that he funded when he wasn't supposed to be and was going around our laws to do so. So he's protecting himself from jail. He's protecting himself from really international crimes against humanity. He's protecting his money. He has every motive to lie to you and has. That's what we just proved beyond any doubt. But let me let you hear it from the doctor's own mouth, Dr. Maria Ryan. Here we go.
Dr. Maria Ryan, we only got a couple of minutes. Walk me through again. I want to make sure you're very specific. Who took it down? This was the genome sequence that showed that this was man-made out of a lab. Okay, Dr. Li Mingyang, we had people on here from day one, from literally, we had people on here in January 2020 talking about this and this genome. Who took, the guy admitted at a House meeting last week, testimony, who took down the original sequence, the original genome sequence, Dr. Maria Ryan?
Under the direction of Dr. Francis Collins, who was the director of the National Institute of Health, who has since retired last December, and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director then and still is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. They both were compliant in this. When another doctor who noticed it missing, because it was originally posted, and then the request came from the communist Chinese scientists to take it down, and they did it. Another doctor said, why was that removed? I want to see it. I'm writing this paper. I want to include the genome sequences. Allegedly, that doctor, Dr. Bloom, was told we can make your paper go away and there'll be no trace of it.
Okay.
This is really,
yeah. It's huge. Okay.
It is. That it's bombshell stuff, folks. And we have to get more and dig deeper. I know Dr. Francis Collins is involved in this as well. And so are others. But Fauci is the main. And that's why I'm harping on Fauci. And Fauci's been around for so long. Fauci's the one that we really have to go after. Well, go after some of the underlings that will point to Fauci as well. I may have said Susan Collins. I don't know if I did earlier in the video or not. I might have said Susan instead of Francis Collins because, you know, I'm not a fan of Susan Collins either. So, but I may have jumbled their name. I'm not sure. If I did, I apologize. If not, I might not have. I don't even remember, but maybe I did. All right. So we have this huge two bombshell stories that really should, if we had true justice, put Fauci on trial immediately. Fauci should be facing prison that would be lifetime sentence upon lifetime sentence. Folks, he not only is the father of COVID-19, then he's also the guy who tried to push and force every single person to get a vaccine for the thing that he created, saying that the thing he created was extremely dangerous and was going to kill you. So he created something that was way more dangerous than the thing he created in Wuhan, the vaccine, which is way more dangerous. And then said, let's try to get this mandated to inject into every single person. And now he's pushing to get babies injected with it. Is this man Dr. Kevorkian? Is that who he is? I thought Dr. Kevorkian was dead. Some people don't know who Dr. Kevorkian is. He's the guy that wanted to legalize suicide, basically, and be a doctor. Dr. Death was his nickname. Dr. Death. I think we need to take the nickname Dr. Death off of Jack Kevorkian and give it to Dr. Fauci. I think Dr. Fauci is Dr. Death. And we should just call him Dr. Death. Dr. Fauci is Dr. Death. Yep. I should try to roll with that. I don't think it will stick. Maybe it will. If I start seeing people around the country calling him Dr. Death, I'll just smile and give him a wink. I'll like that. Maybe it will stick. Because it's appropriate. Dr. Fauci is Dr. Death. Ah, folks, the most important thing you need to hear is how to escape death. Escape it. And here's how. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. He is the only way, folks. That's why I tell you that. And I tell you it because I love you guys. See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level, and I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com.